Stop 6. Red-tailed hawk. This enclosure is about 32 feet long, 15 feet deep, and 12 feet high. Several dead trees provide perching space for the birds. An open-sided perching box hangs from the upper left corner with a wingspan of just over 4 feet. The red-tailed hawk is one of the largest regularly seen hawks in the eastern United States. Red tails get their name from the adult bird's rusty red tail feathers. Young birds, less than a year old, have brown and tan striped tails instead of the adult's red. With brown backs and streaked bellies, these hawks have a lightly colored, barely streaked zone about the size of a softball in the center of their chests, with a band of darker, heavily streaked feathers just underneath. A bony jutting brow keeps their eyes shaded and keeps their face in a perpetual, majestic scowl. Red-tailed hawks were born to ride the wind. They don't sit in a tree and sing like songbirds. They soar and dip in the air above their territories, occasionally dropping their feet and flashing their talons to warn away intruders. Pair bonding is cemented with fierce mid-air dances between the male and female. Red-tailed hawks are one of the few birds which can hover, facing into the wind with extended wings, arched backs, tails slightly cupped beneath their bodies, and looking, for all the world, like giant kites. In flight, they will sometimes call with an unforgettable, raspy, scraping scream, which is used to frighten trespassers and impress females. Red-tailed hawks are found throughout North America and are year-round residents of Massachusetts. In early to mid-November, many additional red-tails pass through the Blue Hills. Most of these hawks are from Canada and the northern half of New England and are passing through on their way to their wintering grounds in the southern United States and Mexico.
For navigational instructions to stop 7, continue listening, or to skip the instructions, press 7. Continue following the rope to stop 7. In about 15 feet, the rope will end. Continue to follow the fence line for another 4 feet, where the rope will resume. In about 15 feet, you will cross a small wooden plank bridge with railings on either side over a culvert. Continue following the rope. In another 15 feet, you will cross a second wooden bridge, also with railings on either side over a stream. Continue to follow the rope until you come to a bench in front of you in about 15 feet.